It's never easy watching games, but especially the first half later, I think it was a very scrappy game where I think we got sucked into the way of the way they play more than the way we play, and it was just a very poor first half. And like you say, if you look from the outside and you see on the telly it's 2 at half time, you think, cool, that's a good game. But I don't know, maybe it was just maybe we sat there and we were disappointed the way we played, especially first half. But to come back, to get a point's better than nothing, I guess, and we have to build on it from now.
Credit to the boys for coming back twice, though, because they twice went behind. Obviously, Scott Griffiths with an own goal, Andy Cook with a bit of a goal that pinballed around the box. We know that he's a dangerous striker, but credit to the lads for coming back fairly quickly both times.
Yeah, I thought he was a handful, to be fair, at Cook today, and he caused a lot of problems. But like I say, the boys rebounded well both times, and we stayed in the game, and that's kind of one of our trademarks. We don't ever roll over, really. And we need it in games like this. It was always going to be a horrible game, but I didn't think it was going to be that horrible. But they say the unfortunate own goal at the start. No one likes to see that, especially on someone's debut. But I thought Scotty especially responded well, because he had a hand in pretty much both goals in the build-up. So fair play to him. It shows he's a strong character. And the second goal as well was Jez just tapping in, but he's alive in the box, and that's what he needs, a little run of games, and that's what he can be.
How disappointed are the team, Scott, to have played three games in the last week against three sides in the bottom half of the table, one of which was in the bottom four and only picked up 2 points out of a possible nine?
Yeah, I think we all said last week at the start of the week, which was obviously last Saturday, we were like, we've got three games. You'd like 9 points, obviously. You look at where they are and where we are and the current form we're in. But you take seven, really. I sat there, I thought, if we take 7 points out of here, remain unbeaten, we've had a good run, especially again to the fixtures we've got coming up. And then obviously after 25 minutes last week, that all went up in the air, because it kind of put pressure on the rest of the boys. They played 70 odd minutes with 10 men, and it obviously took a lot out of them. I weren't at Altrincham, but apparently by all accounts we were very poor. And today was another big test, because you're going to come in here, it wasn't going to be a pretty game. Like I said, it's going to be a scrap and a fight and a dog of a fight, and we just need to get through their games. They're the games you kind of, if you want to be doing stuff, you need to be winning. But we didn't lose. That's the positive we can take from here, and we go on to next week into the trophy.
A word about yourself, Scott. How's the rehabilitation coming on?
Yeah, very well. Everyone's very happy where I am at the minute. I'm happy with the knee, no problems. Back running and stuff, so the next step is trying to kick a ball against funny enough, but that won't be for a number of weeks yet, but it gives you something to look forward to, and well, hopefully everything goes so smoothly up until then.